I'm the Raging Atheist. Come join me for this fantastical journey of wonder and enlightenment as we expose these con men for the charades that they are. I'm going to search for and find any of these religious f**ktards and go out of my way to destroy them.
Guess what, Matt Powell? I'm not the one indoctrinating the brains of young children with hatred. I'm not the one standing in hatred for the whole world to see. You are a reprehensible, monstrous person that belongs in jail. You are a criminal that feeds off the innocent. That is what you are, Matt Powell.
Hey everybody, today we are debating, does God exist? And we are starting right now. Jim did a superb job and he is here tonight to help co-mod. We're co-modding together for this epic debate. The one that, you know what, believe it or not, despite the thumbnail, we think that this is going to be a good dialogue that isn't going to turn into a crazy dumpster fire. So with that, we're going to jump right into it. First, want to say, if you're new here, consider hitting that subscribe button. We are very excited for a lot of future debates, and we're trying to build a very diverse, ideologically diverse community. People from all sorts of different views, whether Christian, atheist, agnostic, Muslim, Republican, Democrat. We want everybody here because we do not want this to become an echo chamber. We want to have as many different views kind of sharpening each other. With that, we are going to now start introducing everybody for this epic debate tonight. Hopefully the internet doesn't explode, but I'll start by just saying, as you know, I already introduced Jim briefly. Jim Majors has been helping with the channel in a trillion different ways. Glad to see you again, Jim.
Good to see you, man, always.
And then Raging Atheist and Matt Powell, who, by the way, I just learned something super interesting about these guys just today. Did you know, like, Matt Powell, is it true that you're, like 6'5" or 6'4"?
I'm actually 6'3".
So you are slightly shorter than I am, then.
So these guys, I had no idea. Matt Powell's 6'3", which puts him, I'm pretty sure that's like 2 standard deviations above the mean, which basically means only 2% of people are taller than Matt. Actually, 2% of men, so probably like 1% or less of the entire human population. And then Raging Atheist, even taller at, is it 6'5"?
I'm just under 6'5". Just
wow.
Under 6'5".
These are two...
It's all about the reach.
Yes. These towering gentlemen are joining us, and we're excited for it. You can find both their links in the description, and we highly encourage you to check out their content, as they've both been influential. They've both made waves. Both been, you can say, mildly provocative on YouTube. And you know what? The trick, though, is at this channel, we're like, hey, you know what? You can be provocative, and we're glad to have you here. So, whether you're provocative or not, we will start with Raging Atheist. If you want to share what you've been up to at your channel, thanks for coming back on. We're glad to have you. And just like as we usually do, like a sentence or two about what you've been up to at your channel, we're excited to have you here, and thanks for being here.
All right, you want to go first, Matt? Or I'll go first. I'm the Raging Atheist, Nakasuchi. I make response videos. I'm doing a lot of live shows on my channel. You can come check me out and subscribe. I have a whole playlist dedicated to our friend Matt Powell here called Dancing with the Devil.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. And Matt Powell, glad to have you here. Thanks for coming on.
James, thank you so much for having me in. So my channel, just a real brief introduction to who I am and my channel. So I'm a preacher. I'm a college student as well. I love college. I love just education. I love science. And I really love the Bible. And I'm part of the Independent Baptist movement. And I've been saved since I was 11 years old. And just ever since then, trying to preach the gospel to every creature. And so I produced a film in which Raging Atheist is featured in it numerous times, entitled Science Falsely So-Called. And we may end up discussing a little bit of that tonight, but I'm looking forward to tonight's discussion. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. It's going to be a blast, and I will kick it over to Jim, who will explain the format to everybody and get our debaters started.
Thanks, James. Real quick, before I do that, I'm just going to reiterate what James said. Guys, just please just subscribe to this. This is solid content coming out of here.
There's a reason that I'm here so often, because I love what James is doing with modern day debate. You guys give him some love. And with that being said, the format for tonight, we're going to have a 10-minute opening from each person. We're going to start with the person taking the affirmative here. That's going to be Matt Powell. And we're going to go into a 10-minute cross-examination afterwards, where they're going to be asking each other questions. And a 20-minute cross-examination, a 20-minute open discussion in which they're going to be just talking back and forth. And then we're going to open that up into a Q&A. So if you guys want to ask questions to either of our debaters tonight, just at Modern Day Debate or at Jim Majors in the live chat, and we will make sure to get those read for you.
Absolutely. And with that, we will get our debaters started. While I am setting up the clock, Mr. Majors will just let the debaters know how we will move forward. So thank you very much, Jim.
Sure, no problem. Okay, guys, it's going to be a clean fight, nothing below the belt. Wrong thing. Matt, you're going to go first with a 10-minute opening. So if you want to go ahead and state your case, I'm going to start the timer whenever you start talking.
All righty. Hey, thank you so much. Well, I'd just like to state that, you know, the Bible says, and I believe the Bible very firmly, and that's where I get the foundation of my faith and practice. And the Bible says, just right off the bat, O Timothy, in 1 Timothy 6:20, it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. So before any of this stuff came out with the atheist community and the idea that God didn't exist, God had warned us in the Bible that science, falsely so called, would come about and would deny the flood, deny the Bible, deny himself. And the Bible also says, for the invisible things of him, talking about God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they're without excuse. So they're without excuse. Anybody that doesn't believe in God, the creator God, especially the God of the Bible says that they're without excuse in Romans 1:20. And so there's many reasons and many levels by which you could debunk atheism very simply. And I'm going to go ahead and do that here for you tonight. So pay close attention, viewer, because these are very important facts. From atheists and from Christians, from the founders of science and so forth, that are very important to take into consideration whether you're going to desire to be an atheist or a Christian. So to start out, you know, we have to look at the mathematical equations and the mathematical odds of a universe coming from nothing. And I'm going to go ahead and just, instead of diving into that, let's dive into a little bit of mathematics. So obviously Stephen Hawking, he was a famous scientist who had passed on last year, he said, and I quote, he said that if the expansion rate, he said the universe would not exist. And this, by the way, this is an exact quote from him. I'm quoting word for word. Every quote I use is word for word. Otherwise, I will not tell you that it's a word for word quote. I won't use it as a quote, but because I get accused of that. But he said, and I quote, he said the universe would not exist if there was a decrease in the expansion rate 1 second after the Big Bang by only one part in 100,000 million million. So that's one chance out of 100,000 million million chances that the world would come into being by chance. And so sometimes I'll speak at universities and ask students, whenever I speak at the universities, hey, if you think that this odd could happen by itself without intelligence behind it, what would you call that person? And they'll always say a liar, you know, a fool, a ridiculous person. And the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so anybody that believes that those odds could come about by chance, the Bible says is a fool. And the Bible also says professing themselves to be wise. So stating they believe in science, stating they have wisdom, they became fools. And Stephen Hawking also said that it would be very difficult to explain why the universe would be designed in such a way except as an act from God who intended to create beings like us. So even he was like, look, this is a powerful case for intelligent design. But one of the most important things for people to realize, if they're going to look at just, and that's one of the most simple mathematical equations, you know, the chances of a functional protein, just the smallest protein that's functional, existing by chance is 10 to the 164th power. So that is a ridiculous number. So anybody that says, yeah, I believe that, you know, 10 to the 164th power is a great thing that could just happen by itself and happen by chance, that's foolish. And by the way, that odd, that mathematical equation has to happen simultaneously trillions of times. Why? Because there's trillions of proteins in our universe. And this is why the agnostic astronomer Robert Jastrow said, and this guy's an agnostic. He was not a believer in God. He was not a believer in Jesus. He said, and I quote, he said, he said, astronomers now find that they've painted themselves into a corner because they've proven by their own methods that the universe began abruptly in an act of creation to which it can trace the seeds of every star, every planet, every living thing in this cosmos and on the Earth. And they have found that this is a product of forces that they cannot hope to discover. So he's saying, look, there is something beyond our universe. And he said that there are what I or anyone would call supernatural forces at work is now, I think, a scientifically proven fact. And that's from an agnostic astronomer. So we have to look at what these scientists are saying, even what some of these agnostics are saying. They're admitting that it takes intelligence to create life. And if we look at just the simplest protein in the world, it requires tons of information and tons of cells and stuff to make up that stuff. And if that wasn't the case, then life could not exist. And even one of the most famous teachers of evolution, the co-founder of evolution, Ernst Haeckel himself, who was convicted of fraud by his own university, by the way, he said, and I quote, he said, spontaneous generation must be true. Now, whenever somebody says something must be true, you ever see the movies where they're like, oh, this must be true? You know, obviously that's a state, that statement must be true. That phrase is a phrase of desperation. So Ernst Haeckel was desperate and he's saying spontaneous generation must be true, not because it had been proven in the laboratory, but because otherwise it would be necessary to believe in a creator. That's what he said. And so he's saying if spontaneous generation did not happen, then I would have to believe in God. Ernst Haeckel didn't want to believe in God. He wanted to believe what he wanted to believe. And so therefore he believed in spontaneous generation, or something that's known as abiogenesis, something that we've never observed in the universe. The first part of the scientific method is to make an observation. If we can't observe life coming from non-living material, then it's not science. You know, I was in a debate one time and the atheist told me, he says, well, I can't believe that you believe that there was this Jewish man that died and resurrected from the dead. I can't believe that you believe in this thing known as the resurrection. And I looked at that man. I said, hey, would you look at what you're saying? You believe that every living thing came to life out of non-existence through spontaneous generation without any intelligence behind it. How much time do I have left?
You have, sir, I've got 318.
Okay, great. I'm going to have to move quickly here. So fundamentally, and I could go on for hours and hours and hours, but obviously the time is limited. But I just want to state that atheism is a worldview that is fundamentally unscientific. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to be an atheist, but it violates every known scientific law known to man. For example, the first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It's also known as the conservation of matter and energy. So since matter cannot be created, or destroyed, by default, if there was no matter, something outside of our system would have had to bring matter into existence. And to say that it's not intelligent, that the cause was not intelligent that did that, is foolish based on the mathematical equations that we observe. And the Bible also says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and that people that don't believe in God are without excuse. They have no excuse, and they believe what they want. And you know, sometimes I bring these facts forward to atheists, and I'll say, well, you realize this violates your worldview. And then they say, well, I don't have a worldview. And then they're like, and then I'm like, well, is that your worldview, that you don't have a worldview? You know, one time I had a guy tell me, well, there is no truth. Well, is that true? Because if it's true that there's no truth, how can we be sure that anything's true? How can we be sure that that statement you said is just true? You know, and I've had them say, well, I can't be sure of anything. Well, you seem sure that you're not sure of anything else. That's for sure. You know, so anybody that believes in atheism or agnosticism or that God just doesn't exist and there's no absolute truth or absolute morality, they've even said, well, there are no absolutes. Well, are you absolutely sure about that? So it just, again and again, it violates the laws of science, the laws of logic. And raging atheist here, if he was honest, I believe that he would admit that these facts are facts. They're not just ideas. These are quotes from actual scientists. They're not quote mined. They're exactly what they meant. And in closing, I'll leave with two quotes here. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and I quote, because these guys, they've been painted into a corner. They don't have a choice. Intelligent design is there. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and I quote, he said, it's hard to argue against the possibility that all of us are not just a creation of some kid in a parent's basement programming up a world for their own entertainment. So Neil deGrasse Tyson believed that intelligent design was possible, not by God, but by a fourth grader in his parent's basement, you know. So it takes a lot of faith to believe something like that. And then the last quote is one from Richard Dawkins. He says, if we were to look at the details of biochemistry and molecular biology, he says, I suppose you might find the fingerprint of some sort of designer. And that designer could well be a higher intelligence from elsewhere in the universe. So he's saying, look, it could be another designer other than God, but not the God of the Bible. The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And the Bible says, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even two, his eternal power and Godhead, one, so that they are without excuse.
That's time.
Ran out of time.
Thank you very much, Matt. And one reminder really quick, I'll kick it right back over to Jim, but just wanted to mention to people, our friends in the live chat, thank you so much for your questions. I think Jim might have covered it, super chats. Basically, if you have a super chat, it will be, you can make a comment if you want to one of the debaters to respond to. And also, all super chats go to the very top of the list automatically throughout the debate or the Q&A. And one last thing about the chats is that I was thinking about this today, the philosophy of the channel, namely, if you can do me a favor, try. I like it that we want to have tough skin, and ideally our attitude is to always be like, hey, like, let's just sticks and stones. I'm actually, I think that's the best outlook we can have for ourselves. For others, though, ideally we won't attack them personally. So it's okay to attack ideas, but we won't censor you in the live chat if you are abusing somebody, even. Like, we'll even let that fly, but we would ask you to not do it. So with that, generally it's not like that. Like, it's 99% of the time it's great, and 99% of the people are great. It's just once in a while it comes up. So, okay, Jim, kicking it back over to you, and I've got the clock logged in, so I can put the clock on.
Right on. We got a great first 10 minutes introduction by Matt Powell, and now we're going to turn it over to Raging Atheist for his 10 minutes. I'm going to do the same thing for you. Start when you start talking. We're going to give you a two-minute warning, and then we will move on to the cross-examination portion.
All right. Hopefully my video is going to be ready to go when I'm ready for it. James, Matt, nothing new. God, nothing new. All right, so I'm trying to fit this into 10 minutes.
I will start the timer when James starts the video.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, the video, you start your timer now because the video is going to start part.
Right on, right on.
All right, so start now.
Oh, okay.
It's going.
Forgive I'm going to read from a script. I don't usually do this. I usually have disdain for this, but I came prepared.
Hold on. 1 second. So sorry. I just want to make sure. And I'll give you your time back, Rage. I might have misunderstood. I'm really sorry. You don't have the video up, right? So in other words, I'll play it through me having it up on my page. Okay, you got it.
Yeah, I'll say when I'm ready for it to start playing, and then we'll pause it once or twice.
Okay, and then I'm going to restart.
Okay, and we'll start your 10 minutes right now.
All right, so reading from a script. Does God exist? A worthy question asked by humans since we were capable of thinking such thoughts. Matt here didn't even address it. Does God exist? My immediate answer is no, but I cannot prove that. My opponent here will tell you yes, but he cannot prove that. I could grant the premise and there is a creator God and then make my opponent here prove that his God is that creator instead of all the others. Indeed, I have danced that dance before with my opponent. You will find all of the work I have done on Matt on my page in its own section called Dancing with the Devil. Does God exist? A question that has never been truly answered. Neither side of this question can prove their claims. It is a stalemate as soon as the question is asked. I have no interest in this question. I am not here to even entertain it, though I might. I am here because I have history with my opponent. We have bad blood. If Matt Powell wants me to believe a word that comes out of his mouth, he must answer some questions and he must answer some wrongs so maybe we can move on. Because if God exists, it would not choose Matt Powell to be his representative in this debate right now, at least I would hope. I mean, my opponent thinks gay people should be killed, which is ridiculous. I am simply here to get Matt to admit he was wrong and maybe find a way to end our feud, which is the debate that Matt himself approached me with. In your movie, Science Falsely So-Called, you quote mind our conversation, blatantly misrepresented me and my beliefs in order to make me look inferior to you. I'm about to show you, Matt, how your ethics and integrity are the questions here tonight. So now we can start the clip, please.
You bet. Moving to full screen, if you can give me 1 second. Here is the clip.
And we're going to pause it at 2:26:07.
So
now we're going to get into a blatant lie, a blatant edit. So as you're watching this next clip, try to pay attention to Matt speaking, and then once Matt speaks, try to see the cut. You can see it if you're paying attention. And then I'll speak, and I'll answer. And then I'll play the part in our conversation that proves that he edited that. And then if you don't quite catch it, we'll play that clip again afterwards.
You have to accept by faith that one out of 100,000 million, chances happens. And that's just the beginning.
I wish Matt could hear.
So you accept by faith that happened by chance, correct?
The universe shoots us out. The universe has a mind of its own, and it creates life. It creates galaxies.
I cannot hear a thing.
It creates individual systems for life to expand. It could be a number of things.
Give me 1 second. All right,
so hopefully you guys saw the cut. Now let's see the real conversation.
That there's only two possibilities.
It's playing the audio, James. Just playing it through on the video.
The world created itself. Every other. Well, then give me another possibility.
The universe shoots us out. The universe has a mind of its own, and it creates life. It creates galaxies. It creates individual systems for life to expand. It could be a number of things. To say that there's two possibilities is a fallacy.
Okay. All right, so
Matt, what I'm playing is
there. You have me responding to Matt's absolutes, not the question from the movie.
Misedited me, and I'm playing two.
So let's check it out. The movie clip.
Let's talk about the origin of life. Obviously, for evolution to be possible, and for things to come into
being, I'm assuming I'm not allowed to speak.
With such precision, it would take a decision. Obviously, the sun is burning down. The moon is getting further away. The earth is slowing down. Somebody wound things up very precisely. And if any one of those quantities were tweaked at all, no life could exist.
See, you can say that there's design in everything. I'm not going to disagree with that. There is the universe. Could have designed itself.
Oh my god, raging atheist, how could you give that answer? Maybe because that's not what I said in that context. Maybe it's because he put that answer there in that context. Just maybe.
Obviously, the sun is burning down, the moon is getting further away.
Can the audience hear us at all?
Down in its rotation.
Talking? Yes.
Somebody wound things up very precisely. And if any one of those quantities were tweaked at all, no life could exist. Yeah. So now let's talk about life itself. So life requires, for just one cell, it requires 30 mechanisms to be able to work.
I think you asked me to stop at 2:26. We're at 2:35. Is that good, Rage?
I'll respond real quick. So in that first clip there, Matt takes me responding to absolutes from a different part of the conversation and edits it in to make it look like I'm answering a question. When I'm not answering that question, he clearly edits it in to make it look that way. Now you can continue, please.
Gotcha. We will go back to the clip. So we will go back to the clip. Here it is.
Work. Now, if we stick those 30 mechanisms all together, let's say, for example, you and I went to a lab and I said, okay, we're going to throw DNA, RNA, and even some membranes in a can of soup. You know, we're gonna put all this together. And these are things that contain life. These are what life is made of. This is what life is made out of, is DNA, RNA, and membranes. Mm-hmm. If I was to put all that together, it would not create life. And in fact, they've never created life. So let me ask you this.
So you're saying scientifically we've never created life?
Well, even if we did create life, wouldn't that mean there was an intelligence behind it?
Well, in that situation, yes.
Well, that situation would...
There you have it. There you have it. Now, I don't have my answer because my answer is from the second segment that he managed to sabotage my equipment and I did not get that segment. And I'm going to show you more examples of what I don't have, what's not in my conversation. I put everything I have in my Matt Powell, my Raging Atheist versus Matt Powell video. That was all of my footage. So he managed to successfully get rid of one of my segments that I couldn't cover. So I can't show you how that answer, what context that answer came from. But I did just show you that I did not answer with that answer. That it wasn't even a question. He kept talking. Check it out again.
Let's talk about the origin of life. Obviously, for evolution to be possible and for things to come into being with such precision, it would take a decision. Obviously, the sun is burning down, the moon is getting further away, the earth is slowing down in its rotation. Somebody wound things up very precisely, and if any one of those quantities were tweaked at all, no life could exist.
See, you can say that there's design in it.
Coming up on 2 minutes, man. Raging Atheist.
There is, the universe could have designed itself.
Gotcha. All right, we are now switching back to the dialogue box.
All right, so am I good?
Yes.
So in the second clip, I'm not sure how it got viewed, but in the movie clip, he cussed to us walking up the stairs. Matt is still talking. Ends with any of those qualities were tweaked at all, no life can exist. But then he edits in an answer. In my unedited version of the conversation, there is no answer. Matt keeps talking for quite a while. There's dishonesty, and it did harm to my reputation in a community I didn't know about. The edit to me in this movie got the atheist community into an uproar. Aaron Ra, one of the people I look up to, called me an atheist my opponent found on the streets. Now Aaron Ra responded to me, and I think he knows the truth now, but I had to work to repair that damage, and I am still working to repair that damage. I met Suris because he was taking apart this movie, and now I have met my community because of it. So while my opponent wants to think himself legitimate to debate a question with me, I have to ask, why should I believe a single word that comes out of your mouth? So Matt Powell, does God exist? I don't care. I care about how you misrepresented me, how you misrepresent facts, how you use children to promote your hate mongering. That is what I care about. And if you have any interest in ending our feud, you will respond. And you must stop calling me or anyone else a reprobate, as if you are capable of knowing the mind of any god. It is dangerous, it is reckless, and just another example of your disgusting hate speech. I am done.
Gotcha. And we will go ahead, Jim.
All right. Well, with that being said, it was a great 10-minute opening from you as well. We're going to go into a 10-minute cross-examination. So 10 minutes from each of you, 10 minutes from Matt asking questions of Raging Atheist, and then we're going to switch to Raging Atheist. He's going to ask 10 minutes worth of questions to Matt. If you guys have to respond a third time to the same question, that's okay. Let's just try not to get it too out of hand. And I will start with your first question, Matt.
Yeah, well, first off, I'd just like to state real quick that I was not able to hear any of that video that was playing.
You've seen it before.
Yeah. Well, I'm more than happy to go back and look at whatever video, and you don't know for sure that I've seen that video
You've
before.
You've responded on it several times. It's proof that Matt Powell lied in his movie. You've seen it.
Well, viewer, you were there. Feel free. Yeah. Well, viewer, feel free to go over to Raging Atheist's channel and check it out. I fully approve of all his material. In fact, you know, if you guys want to go over and take a look at that, feel free. I'm not ashamed of any edits that were made. I think everything was done in honesty. And the only reason that the atheistic worldview may look silly and kooky and crazy to some people is because that's exactly what it is. And the reason that I say anything that I say is because of this book right here, the King James Bible, My Final Authority. And so I'm not going to bow to the will of man, and I'm not going to succumb to what man wants. The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in the man. My trust is in God. My hope is in Christ. And when I talk to, this is a kind of a surprising discussion. The topic, though, I think we should try to stay on topic. You know, we could probably end our feud, if that's how you want to call it, later. Let's talk about the topic at hand that all the viewers are here for. Does God exist? And I think that the mathematical equations that we have point to God existing. And my question to you would be, do you think that it's rational and logical to believe that 10 to the 164th power, which is proteins being created by chance, happening trillions of times over, is a good possibility to happen by itself? Do you think that's rational and logical to believe that, and why?
Will you repeat the question?
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that 10 to the 164th power happening simultaneously trillions of times over could happen by chance? Or do you think it's more rational to believe it happened by design, and why?
I think I've answered that question before. This is not the first time you've asked me that exact question, Matt. I'm more interested in how you're trying to pretend like you weren't aware that this is what the debate was going to be about. So here's my text message from Matt.
Let's be fair, though. He asked the question as it's pertaining to his God belief, and this is his 10 minutes. If you want to respond to that in yours, that's fine.
My response will be the same as before. It's the same as before. Matt, it's the same as before. It's the same exact response that you asked me this probably both times I've talked to you face to face. It hasn't changed. I am interested in, you asked for this debate to end the feud. You asked for it. I have the text right here. Tell you what, if you want to settle this once for all, I'll do a debate with you, modern day debate, your words right here on this text message, Matt. So don't pretend like you don't know that this was what it was going to be about. I've sent several emails to James and to yourself. Do not sit here and be disingenuous with me. If you want to ask me questions and want me to answer you, address the topic.
The topic is, does God exist?
That's the topic is, how can I trust a word out of your mouth, Matt?
Well, that wasn't the agreed upon topic, though. The topic of the debate is, does God exist? I mean, feel free to address that if you want in your closing statement or during the cross examination. But during the questions, I think they need to pertain to the topic.
All right, that's fine with me, Matt. You can same answer as before. Move on to the next question.
Okay, next question. You got 6 minutes, Matt.
Sure. So, do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that a unconscious, dead material became living and conscious material through spontaneous generation, or do you think it's more logical to believe it was designed, and
this
why?
This is your pond scum to human evolution bid. We've discussed it thoroughly. Same answer. Move on.
Okay, no problem. Ernst Haeckel said, and I quote, he said, spontaneous generation must be true, not because it had been proven in the laboratory, but because otherwise, let me restart that question so you can get a clear understanding of the question I'm asking you. Ernst Haeckel said, and I quote, he said, spontaneous generation or life coming from non-living material must be true, not because it had been proven in the laboratory, but because otherwise it would be necessary to believe in a creator. Do you agree with what Ernst Haeckel said? Yes or no, and why?
Same Ernst Haeckel that he claims to be a father of evolution?
I believe he was the co-founder, yes.
You believe wrong. Same Ernst Haeckel you claim to have been, I think, found guilty of fraud?
He was convicted of fraud by his own university, yes.
Wrong. Same Ernst Haeckel that you quote mine nonstop? Same answer, Matt. Move on.
Okay. Do you have an answer that you want to give the viewers, maybe, or do you just want to move on? That's fine if you don't want to.
I'm not interested in answering these disingenuous questions that you always come with. It's the same stuff. You told me you was going to come swinging. This is the same stuff spit back again. I thought this was going to be interesting debate. You approached me with a new interesting debate, not the same thing we've always done.
Oh, okay.
You said you was going to come
up.
Are
you ready for the next?
Come up, punching, Matt.
Are you ready for the next question?
4 minutes.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, how many minutes? 2 minutes?
Four.
They're stuck throwing them blows.
Yeah, no problem. what is more plausible to you? Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance, and why?
Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance. What's the point of the question? Probably more likely things coming into being by chance, but what's the point of the question? Because you're trying to dismiss evolution, right?
No, I'm just asking you if you believe that things came into being by chance or by design. And why? Why do you believe it's
probably chance? Like my fourth or fifth time I've answered that question to you, but I answered. Move on.
Okay, no problem. Do you believe that it's rational to believe that all the stars, planets, galaxies, oceans, and everything else that's contained in the cosmos, contained in the universe, was all condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space? And do you believe that that infinitesimal amount of space exploded out of chaos into order without intelligence?
I believe it's probably as highly likely that it's that as your creator God. It's as good a possibility as any.
So you're saying it's possible that God could have created the universe?
Yeah, I've said that before. It's not new to you. I grant the premise of God. Would you like to prove to me how you can create or prove that your God was the creator and not any of the other gods?
Well, you can ask me that in your question time, but I just want to know, like, yeah. Well, do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
Man, this is the same repetitive crap, Matt. Do I believe that? Repeat it again. Man, I should know it by heart, but repeat it again.
Do you believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. What do you mean?
Okay, I was just curious. So you said that you think the possibility of God is possible. Do you think that's a logical, rational position to believe in the possibility of God?
Yeah.
Okay, so you believe it's logical to believe in the possibility of God. Thank you.
I think the possibility has been put forth by people such as yourself for thousands of years. I think, yeah, you have to consider that possibility.
Okay. And I know we just got a couple more minutes here, probably like 60 seconds, so I'll just ask you this question. Stephen Hawking said, and I quote, he said, "Because there are laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing." So from ex nihilo, from nothing, the universe would create itself. Do you believe that that is a rational position to believe in?
Do you not know anything new? All right, not my turn. All right. Yes, it's a rational position to believe in. I didn't even really catch it all. It's just the same crap. God, man. I mean, I thought you was coming out swinging tonight, man. This is nothing new.
You got 40 seconds. 40 seconds. Matt,
okay.
One more question.
Okay.
Wow.
So where do you find your morality?
In myself. I got it from my parents. We've been over this at least 4 times, man. Come on, dude. You can't remember like 2 months ago.
Well, sometimes the same questions stump the same atheists.
I gave you the same answer.
so it's based on what you feel inside. So your morality is based on a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not about what is true; it's about what you feel is true.
It's based on my emotions, my experiences, and the society and societal standards that are around me. What we find acceptable as a whole. But yes, it has also to do with my own inner being and what I think is right and wrong.
Okay,
and
thank you.
That is time. Thank you so much, Matt, and thank you, Raging Atheist, for answering those questions. We're going to turn it over to you, Raging Atheist, to ask your 10 minutes worth of questions. And Matt, if you'd answer him, I'd appreciate it. And let's try to keep this on topic, and let's try to address the questions.
All right. So, Matt, why did you approach me yesterday morning about a debate to end our feud? And then this morning I found out that the debate title was Does God Exist? And I got all up in the emails with James here and with you, I even emailed you texted you personally and was like, what's up with this? And you called me and we talked and I'm like, dude, I'm totally going to attack you with the stuff I'm going to attack you. But the things that I want to talk about is our feud. The things that you approached me in the damn text message, man, was about the feud. So for you to sit here and act surprised is just another example. And you're not, the audience ain't going to see this text message with the camera right there, but they're going to see it in my next video. You asked for this debate, not does God exist, but fine. You want to talk about what does God exist instead? You want to be a coward, Matt, instead of address the issue you approached me with, the issue I reached out to James about, the issue that I have been very vocal about all day in the emails, all day on Twitter. This isn't anything new to you. Nothing for you to act like it's new. So please answer it before I ask you some God exists questions. You're surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised. You are the raging atheist.
But like you're acting like it's the debate is about something and that you're surprised that I'm coming at you with this stuff. Why are you acting surprised when you knew when you approached me with this debate? Not does God exist?
Well, it's not.
You are going to be an honest representative of your God, man. Be an honest representative of your God. Be honest for once in your life, dude.
Well, with all the videos, the reason that I asked you, Ronnie, is because, number one, and Dave can testify to this, Dave reached out to me about a month ago and asked me to do a debate on modern day debate. And he even said you could do it with Raging Atheist, Arn, whoever you want. Just get them and come on the show.
And you reached out to me yesterday morning about a debate to end our feud. Did you not?
I didn't use the wording end our feud.
Yeah, that was the exact wording, Matt. It was the exact wording. Tell you what, if you want to settle this once and for all, I'll do another debate with you. Modern day debate, your choice. I know you had wanted me to come on your channel. Let's have a moderated discussion. What do you say? That was the debate. Tell you what, if you want to settle this once and for all.
Yeah, and it just happened to be on whether God existed or not.
That wasn't what you said. That wasn't what you said.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and step in. If you guys want to debate whatever personal issues you have later, that's fine. But for now, the topic is, does God exist?
So, too, does God exist? I have permission from a friend to use this argument, Matt. You have actually presented no proof of God's existence. Let's say God exists, so that means that you would believe in hell, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and I have permission from a friend, Ocean. This is a brilliant argument he just came out with, and I promised myself I was going to use this argument if you insisted we stay upon the God thing. So I want you to grant me some things. Is determinism true?
Go ahead and define determinism for me.
We'll just take it as a premise. I just wish you'd be honest for once in your damn life. I really do. So we're going to take it as a premise. Determinism is true. God is omniscient, right?
Absolutely.
God knows the future, the exact future. I mean, thank you, Ocean, for this argument.
He absolutely does, sure.
All right. I mean,
he's the end from the beginning.
I'm glad you're agreeing. Coming from somebody that believes that a pterodactyl was killed in the Civil War is insane, but you're agreeing on this. God is
that was quote mine, by the way, but go ahead, keep going.
I've seen the picture. You showed me the picture. All events in the universe have a cause, right? This is sourced from the Kalam cosmological argument. Most Christians agree with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
God is the first cause because he's the creator, right?
Sure, absolutely. He's the uncaused cause, but sure.
God caused all actions in the universe?
Not all actions.
Well, you don't believe that God caused all actions? What actions did he not cause?
Well, the Bible says that God, the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So the Bible says that God set the earth and set the heavens in motion. And so God set everything up and he let mankind have their free will. And so that's why we have free will. That's why we can make decisions.
So you think that we can surprise God?
Well, nothing is surprising to God.
How would you have free will if your actions wouldn't be surprising to God?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So,
That's a good question. So say, for example, this is just a parallel to help understand that question, especially for the viewer, because this is important to know. Let's say, for example, I was in the military. Me and Ronnie here, let's say we enlisted, we're together.
The Raging Atheist or Nakasuchi, please. I appreciate you doing what you always do.
Well, no problem. I understand you have your fantasy name.
It is my Native American name, Matt. You know this. We've been over this a million times. It's my Native American name. You're insisting on using my real name, which you know that I don't like. We've been over this many times.
Well, I'm just trying to be as respectful as possible. Is Raging Atheist okay?
Raging, Nakasuchi, whatever you want. Just not my real name, please.
Okay, no problem. So let's say, for example, guys, that me and Raging Atheist here, you know, we enlist in the military, and there's a drill sergeant, right? And let's say this drill sergeant knows what we are going to wear the next day, right? So he, you know, it's like Wednesday, and so there's a Wednesday.
You're filibustering my time.
Yeah, but you asked the question, so I got to answer the question. That's a deep question.
All right, so you believe in free will, but you don't think we can surprise God. Let's move on. So is God a just God?
Yeah, absolutely.
So God, who is just, only sends those responsible for sin to hell, right?
Absolutely.
So the conclusion of what you have just agreed to is that God should go to hell and is the only one that should go to hell.
Yeah, what you said just doesn't make any sense.
Well, God is a just God. He is. He would only send those responsible for sin to hell, and wouldn't God be responsible for sin?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not interested in man's wisdom, okay? The Bible says that the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of man, is foolishness to God. And so God is beyond all space and time. And to limit God's brain down to a finite human brain, a three-pound brain,
that's what
such as
you're
yours or mine,
trying to do.
Is, well, God by definition, and being supernatural by definition, is outside of the natural. And not only that, but you're limiting God. You're putting God's emotions into your brain and saying, well, God, no, why isn't God like this? The Bible says God's ways are not man's ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. That's what God said.
God created the universe, right?
Absolutely.
God is omniscient. God knows the future, the exact future, right?
Absolutely.
You seem to have a pretty warped version of free will.
You didn't let me explain it at all.
You was filibustering. You was trying to take up all the time. It really doesn't require a 5-minute answer. So, I mean, how can you explain that God should not be the one that goes to hell instead of, say, homosexual people, since you would have them die? How can you say that God doesn't go to hell when he is the one responsible for sin?
Well, God is not responsible for sin. Man is responsible
for
sin.
How is
he not responsible? The Bible says man's... Because God set the world in motion at the beginning. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God isn't this puppet master up in heaven. A lot of people have this idea, this crazy warped idea, that God's just up in there controlling everything.
You agree that God is omniscient?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yet now you're saying he's not responsible for the sin he created, and that he would know everything that would happen throughout
the
history of the world.
He never created sin. But here's the thing as well. We would not know what love is.
He obviously gave Adam and Eve that choice of sin, right? And they chose sin. So he created the universe. He created everything in the universe. He's the only one outside of time, outside of the universe. Matt, please explain why your God is not in hell.
Well, why don't you take this up with the Lord? Why don't you,
I don't speak to imaginary people. I don't speak to imaginary people.
But you'll believe that the world came out of nothing, which violates the laws of thermodynamics.
I don't think I've ever said that. I think
you
say
just said that earlier in the conversation.
You say I say that. I say it's a possibility.
I don't even know what you're trying to really ask me. Like, can you explain your questions a little bit more?
I'm just like, if God exists, why isn't he the one in hell? And why does, say, I don't know, gay people have to go to hell because they love who they love?
That's just a silly question.
No, it's not. He created
well, if God
the sin.
Created the world, why isn't he?
He
hell?
Created
well, that's
the
just
sin.
A stupid question.
I think it's. I think it's a great question, but yeah, that's my time.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Now we're going to move into a 20-minute open discussion. This should be very interesting. We're just going to be back and forth. If you guys want to pick up where you guys just left off, that kind of seemed like a good segue into whatever you were getting into. And just feel free to bring up your own arguments, but please, please keep them to the topic. And I will start 20 minutes whenever you start talking.
Please go to Ocean's channel. His version of that argument is a lot better than mine.
Yeah, because you need to learn from somebody else. You need to put your faith in man and not in the word of God.
Is the Hoven impersonator telling me or gonna criticize me about using something that he personally told me I could use in case you were bullheaded enough to try to pretend like the debate isn't what it's really about?
So what is your question? Are we still in the question period, or is this just a discussion at this point? My microphone was coming in and out a little bit when you were talking there.
Totally
moderator.
Open. Totally open.
Totally
discussion.
Open. Oh boy. Oh, this should be interesting.
you agreed to it, Doug. I mean, you agreed to all of this coming in. You told me, Matt, you told me I'm going to come out swinging. Be ready, Nakasuchi. Be ready. I mean, I think you probably use my real name because that's what you do, but be ready. And I was ready, Matt. Because I this feud's been going on so long, dude. You had a chance to come in and end it, which it wouldn't have ended. It's not going to end until you end the hate speech. I will always stand in opposition to your hate speech. But you could have had a chance. You had a chance. And you just chose to be disingenuous again and give me all the same again. So please, I mean, come with it, Matt. Throw them blows.
I have no interest in throwing blows. I just have interest in the gospel and the things of God. And when it comes
punching.
To, I didn't say I was coming out punching. I just said that
I'm going to come out punching. Be ready.
What I said was that I'm not going to lay off. I'm not going to step back like I did in their first two conversations.
I'm going to take the gloves off and, you know, I'm going to come out punching, all of that stuff.
Well, I did say that I was not going to lay off like I previously did. And, you know, and if you want to go there, we'll go there. So let me ask you this. Stephen Hawking said, and I quote, because maybe you didn't hear this well enough earlier.
I heard a lot of quote mining. I mean, the chat was counting them. It was pretty
I'm just quoting what he said and asking if
you're
you agree
quote mining,
with it.
But go ahead.
Stephen Hawking said, and I quote, he said that if the expansion rate after the Big Bang would have changed by one part in 100,000 million, nothing would exist. So let me ask you this, Ronnie. If you and I were in a room...
Ronnie, again, do you not know?
Sorry, come on,
man. This is nothing new. We have been through this for 4 damn months now. Come on, dude.
Raging atheist, if you and I were to go into a room full of cups of water and only one out of 100,000 million of those cups was clean water, would it take intelligence to select that cup, or would that cup be selected by chance? And why? That's an exact comparison for you.
Wow. All right, man. This is like the fifth time you've asked me this question. Not today. I mean, maybe the second time today. I can't remember if you asked it today. But you just don't get off script. I mean, who gave this to you? Was it Steven Anderson or was it Kent Hovind?
They didn't even know I was having this discussion tonight. These are just.
Well, I'm
things
just saying.
That I've
who's
yeah,
argument?
I've asked you that question.
Whose argument have you stolen this time, Matt? Whose argument did you steal this time? Whose is it?
I was just looking at what Stephen Hawking said.
I mean, I was pretty obvious. Like, hey, Ocean told me I could say this. You're sitting here straight up stealing other people's arguments, not giving credit where credit's due.
I'm not stealing anybody's argument. I'm using what's true. And
all right,
something
so ask the question again. I get so thrown off by the fact that you're just asking me the same stuff you've always asked me before. I thought we were going to have an interesting debate. I thought this was going to be something new. I thought we'd have a chance to end our feud. I mean, even James put it out on Twitter. Hey, we're going to end the feud, right? No interest in that, Matt. You just made it worse. You just perpetuated it. So go ahead. Just repeat the question, please.
Wow. All right. No problem. Do you believe that it's logical and rational to believe that the first law of thermodynamics could be violated within a closed system rather than something outside of that system?
Talking about the first law of thermodynamics again. Holy All right. No, I don't believe yes or no. Let's do a different question. Can I ask a question?
Feel free. Yeah.
How can your God exist and choose you? Like, do you represent the NIFB, the old IFB, what do you represent now?
Well, I just represent being a Bible-believing Christian.
I mean, and, you follow Steve Anderson, though, so do you subscribe to the NIFB or the old IFB? You describe yourself as an independent Baptist.
I love all Baptists. I think all Baptists are awesome.
No, you don't.
As far as, like, within the old IFB.
Because, like, you spent a lot of your last couple months really calling out a lot of Baptists here in Michigan on your channel.
Yeah,
You don't like all Baptists.
One man who claimed to be a Baptist, but he's not, so...
They're never.
What's your point? Like
disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to figure where you're coming from.
Let's go back to the topic at hand because I don't want us to screw the viewers over here.
Yeah, if God viewers, exists, the why viewers would he are choose here. Matt Powell, hate monger, to represent him here in this debate.
Okay. So we're 15 minutes in. We've only been 5 minutes in. So Matt, will you start? And let's just start with your evidence that God exists, and then you guys can pick it up from there, and I'll let you guys continue.
Sure thing. Well, I'd like to start with just the first and second law of thermodynamics. So I'll go for 5 minutes, and then we'll give Raging Atheist 5 minutes. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Will you just clarify what those are for the audience, though? Just so some may not know what they are. The first and second law.
Yeah. So the first law of thermodynamics states, if you Google it, and again, I don't know why people accuse me of, believing all this wild stuff. I'm just saying exactly what the sources say. I'm just repeating the exact words. The first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It's known as the conservation of energy and matter, right? Conservation of matter and energy. So if we are in a closed system, and at one point there was no time, no space, no matter, there was just this little infinitesimal amount of space. If that space exploded and created time, created space and matter, that would violate the very first law of thermodynamics. So all I'm trying to get the atheists to understand is that it's okay. If you want to be an atheist, that's fine. But it violates the first law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics states that everything in order tends to go towards disorder. Ordered things go towards disorder. Well, we have to ask the question, well, why is there order, right? I mean, if the expansion rate would have changed after the Big Bang by one part out of 100,000 million million, nothing would exist. To top it off, after that, a protein coming into existence, just one functional protein coming into existence from non-existence through abiogenesis, the odds of that one protein alone out of the trillion proteins that are out there in the universe, trillions and trillions, is 10 to the 164th power. So that is an insane number. That number is just beyond crazy. And so the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. And now we can see at the microscopic level that everything declares the glory of God. That something, and it would be very foolish to say that something like that, as simple as it may appear to the human eye, was not designed. And so all I'm stating is that if the universe is winding down, why do we have order? Why did this explosion out of chaos produce order? Unless there was intelligence involved. Look, I'm willing to grant that even if evolution were true, that this would still have to be the problem that all atheists face. And they're going to have to face this problem whether they like it or not. And the truth is that there are things we can be sure of. There is absolute truth. And the only reason that somebody will reject believing in God and reject the God of the Bible is because the Bible says in John 3:16, we'll just go through this. I'll go for another minute and we'll give Raging Atheists some time here. But John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible also says, "For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world." So God didn't want to condemn anybody. He may know the beginning from the end, but he's not willing that any should perish. And the Bible says that they would not come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. The Bible says, "He that doeth evil hateth the light." So there are some people that hate the light, and that's the only reason that people will not come to believe in God. Every boy, woman, man, child, when they are brought into this earth, have a yearning and a desire for God, and that's how God designed things. And to strip that away from a child, to strip that away from people, I believe is abusive and it's wrong. And Richard Dawkins even came out recently and said that pedophilia was okay. 4 years ago, he said, you know what? Pedophilia, he says, I don't have any problem with mild pedophilia. And that's from the Daily I can't remember the exact name of it, but many secular sources. Just, and it says the title of the article is Richard Dawkins' Pedophilia Remarks Spark Outrage. So even the secular world was outraged, but I'm the crazy one. You know, if you believe in the Bible, if you believe that children should not be aborted and massacred by all these abortion doctors, then you're the crazy one. It's illogical. And I just want to say, that's all I've got. If Raging Atheist has anything to rebut any of that, I'm all for it.
We got 10 minutes and 45 seconds. So you can go ahead and respond to that and say whatever you'd like. And this is your guys back and forth. So go for it.
Matt, I'm just disappointed. I thought we had a chance here, Matt. I did. Maybe we can move on. Maybe it could be a little different. I don't think that you're crazy, Matt, because you believe in the Bible or that you believe in a God exists. As I stated in my opening, that question is a stalemate. You have provided no proof that God exists. I cannot provide no proof that God does not exist. It's a steal.
I can't prove that George Washington existed.
Well, it's my turn. It's my turn now. I let you speak. Like, very hard, but I let you speak. People don't think that you're crazy because you believe in God or you think that God exists or that you hold to the Bible. People think that you're crazy because you believed some of the craziest things that the Bible says and is open for interpretation and has been deeply rejected by your Christian community. People think you're crazy because you condemn people to death for loving other people. So these are why people think you're crazy. It's the video game comments, all atheists and video games. It's not the fact that you believe in God. I love many people that believe in God. I do not think that they're crazy. What I think about you that is crazy is your denial to be genuine, your denial to accept blame for a wrongdoing that you have done me. You had your chance right now to say, you know what, Nakasuchi, it was wrong. I clearly did it, and I'm sorry. You didn't take that chance. I think most Christians would have taken that road, and I was hoping that for you, Matt. I was hoping.
Do you want me to apologize that. For what the Bible
no,
says?
No, I don't want nothing you don't mean. What I wanted was maybe for closure to this little thing between me and you. I really wanted that. I was hoping for it. You are a fellow Michigander. You are 2 hours away from me, man. We have met 2 times face to face, and we have gotten along both times. Both of those times we have gotten along. There is no reason for what you did. And I just wanted I came into this thinking that maybe we could end the feud, but you wanted to speak about God. So my response to you is that I don't think you're crazy because you believe in God. I love many people that believe in God. I think you're crazy because of the things you say. That's it, and that's all. That is it, and that is all.
So I'm crazy because I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says.
Because you hold to the Old Testament form of justice, and you are not afraid to run away from it.
Well, the Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, so I have no problem with it.
In spirit of the debate, does what you just said invalidate the existence of God and hell?
Which one are you talking to, Jim?
You, bud. Raging Atheist. Talking about the things in the Old Testament, does that invalidate the existence of God as far as the topic of the debate goes?
I think, yes, I think it does. I think that if God is omniscient, omnipotent, if he exists, then he has to be responsible for everything. You cannot run away and say it's free will when God is responsible for all the pain, massacre, murder, cancer, death, children with cleft palates, children like mine with diabetes. He is responsible for all of it. He is responsible for all sin. He is responsible for it all, according to your ideology, not mine. Now, I am an atheist that grants the premise because the premise has been put out timeless before. Yes, there is a slim possibility of a creator God. I find it highly more likely. A number of the other million possibilities are more likely. My thing is, and what I've said from the beginning, is Matt Powell can't sit here and prove the existence of God. And if he does prove the existence of God and that God has chosen Matt Powell, the individual with no ethics or integrity to represent him, then that God is crap.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is about 5.5 minutes. You guys keep going back and forth.
Okay. So first off, your claim that, well, I don't like God. I don't like what he says. So therefore he doesn't exist. You know, that's nothing new. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Well, we just passed the 1 hour mark. I know that we had talked before the call that you guys wanted to start the Q&A then. If you guys want to keep going, that's fine. But if you want to start the Q&A, that's fine as well.
Let's start the Q&A. I was hoping, Matt, and I'm sorry that you didn't come ready.
Are you okay with that night, or do you have something else to say?
I wish you would have came to end it, dude.
Well, like, I'm not like one of these typical dudes, just in closing, I'm not one of these typical dudes that has to duke things out and just, you know, rage. The definition of rage is, let me pull it up here. I have it right here. Not controlling your emotions.
After the Q&A, I'm gonna, each of you guys get a 5-minute closing just to kind of make your case. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and say something real quick, that's fine.
Okay. I'd just like to say that the topic of the discussion has been agreed upon, and it's on the existence of God. And just because you don't like what God believes in and what God has foreordained for every believer doesn't mean that it's not true. And you even said at the beginning of the debate that you don't even care what the truth is. You don't care whether God exists or not. And so
not
that tells me you don't care what the truth
argument,
is.
I don't. And you're right.
You don't care what the truth is. You admitted it.
James was
like
in
every atheist.
The emails. He can sit there and back me up when I say that I said to you and to him, what I clearly thought this debate was about. James, right before we came on, reached out to you. I'm not sure if you ever responded. Reached out to you. Are you okay with that, Matt? I'm not the only one here involved in this. In fact, after our conversation, when you agreed that we could talk about it, I even put it into the email because it was on a phone conversation that nobody was aware of, that Matt agreed that we could talk about this, and I wanted to make everybody else aware of it. The emails exist. I mean, you can sit here and pretend for the audience that this is something that you're not aware of. But Matt, you are the liar. You can sit here and call me the liar all you want. I've shown you for a liar time and time again. You came in here lying again. And I'm sorry. I really hope that we could have ended it. But you're Matt Powell. And that's who you are.
Okay, let's move into the Q&A, and then you guys can have your closing statement and make your individual cases. Then, Matt, I'll let you go first then. James, I didn't get all the super chats. Did you get those by any chance? Okay, I'm not got all the questions. I just don't think I grabbed all the super chats.
I think I've got all the questions in super chats, and I will send them over to you via Twitter, Jim. And I will get us started by reading the first super chat that comes in, and that's from Kent Hovind's CPA. And as I can't help myself every time. It's not really Kent Hovind's accountant, so just so everybody knows that. And he had asked, take a shot every time, think this is supposed to be a typo, Mutt Powell says, quote-unquote, here's the thing, or quote-unquote, it's like this. So Kent Hovind's CPA, for an accountant, he's quite feisty. Just want to let you know, we have opted out of some super readings of some super chats because some are a little bit abusive, not necessarily from Ken Hovind CPA, but the next one, as I'm sending it over to Jim, it just is going to take a second as I load up Twitter. Kent Hovind CPA also says, Visine for cheeks, it gets the red out. But you know what, Matt, we think that your red cheeks are adorable, and more importantly, Matt, I don't know if anybody knows it, but Matt actually just got engaged. So if you haven't heard, congrats to Matt Powell for that. And
congratulations.
It's like seems like
Thank
an
you.
Opportune time to balance out the insult. Hopefully.
Exactly. That's great.
Kent Hovind CPA again. He is... Okay, I can't say that one. Next one. Let's see. Avidia Nirvana, thanks for your super chat, so Ken Hovind CPA, and thank you Avidia Nirvana for your super chat. And Jim, I'm sending them over right now. Sorry about that.
You're good.
My old PC is it's a dinosaur, but it's working here. What? No. Okay, we're getting there. So Avidia Nirvana asks, when it comes to science,
you sent me the Zoom link.
I know, that's embarrassing. I was in the wrong window. One second.
Gotcha.
This is a question, though, that it would be... So basically, They ask, when it comes to science, why should we rule out a creator at the start? I mean, if there were in fact a creator, wouldn't this be faulty logic? And they said that question is for raging atheist.
Repeat it, I'm sorry.
No problemo. The question is, when it comes to science, why should we rule out a creator at the start? I mean, if there were in fact a creator, wouldn't this be faulty logic to rule it out at the start?
Yeah, I mean, I don't rule out a creator. That's why I was really kind of surprised this morning when I learned of the title of the debate. I wasn't aware of that. That was the what the debate was going to be about. Clearly put it in emails. I wasn't ready for that. I spent the first 2 hours of my morning preparing for a completely different debate. So for Matt Powell to sit here and pretend like that never happened is pathetic. So I don't deny the possibility of a God. I think it's one of many possibilities. A lot of people call me an agnostic for it. I'm sure Steve in the audience would call me an agnostic for it. No, I am a damn atheist, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you would. I mean, just to butt in real quick.
I do get attacked. You're an agnostic. You're not an atheist. You know?
Well, no. I completely disagree. If you entertain the possibility, like I think, I mean, if I say that unicorn could possibly exist, I'm not agnostic about unicorns. You know, it's just saying that in some possible world, a God could exist. That doesn't make you any less of an atheist.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for that, because I do get attacked and get thrown.
Let's move on to the next super chat, which is from Stephen McRae, actually, for $2. Thank you, Dave. It says, what is the formula for the first law of thermodynamics? I think that's for you, Matt.
Good old Steve McRae. I don't know. I'd have to Google that. So, like, the mathematical formula associated with it, you'd have to Google it. And no average person, no average street preacher is going to know what that is. So that's just a trick question from an unbeliever. It's just a question to make it appear like Matt Powell doesn't know what he's talking about, when no random person who doesn't study a ton of science is going to even know what that is. So nice try, Stephen McRae.
The next one is from Joe, the graphics guy, for $6.66. Thank you, Joe. It says, Matt, can you show the math or sources to those probabilities you quote? I believe he's referring to the law of thermodynamics. Refutation to the first and second law.
So you want a quote of the first and second? Is this what this guy wants? Is a quote of the first and second law of thermodynamics?
No. He's asking me that if you can show the math or sources to the probabilities that you quote.
Like, well, there's sources. What? I mean, it's just, well, right. You don't even, I mean, I think that's just a silly question. I mean, that's exactly what Google is for. We could pull over a computer right now and go on Google and find these answers in 2 seconds. And there's multiple sources for them. Otherwise, why would even quote them? And so,
but I mean, to be fair though, I can go on Google and find that Ariana Grande is really a man. You know, it doesn't mean that it's true. So I think what they're wondering is what are your scholarly sources for that?
Sure. Well, I'll give the one for Richard Dawkins quote, for example, on the laws of physics and so forth. Richard Dawkins said, and I quote, he said, let me pull it up here. I know it's somewhere over here. He said that the simplest life has the amount of specified complexity in it of over 1,000 complete sets of encyclopedias. That's on page 116 of The Blind Watchmaker. Get the book, folks. Pull it off of your shelf. Page 116 of The Blind Watchmaker. I have tons of sources.
Fair enough. We'll move on to the next questions from Bryce Nance for $5. Thank you so much for that super chat. And this is to Matt. It says, nothing exploded, it expanded. Also, vacuum fluctuations may play a part also. Entropy doesn't work that way. And how does that point to Yahweh?
Well, number one, the idea that it's an expansion rather than explosion is just a hermeneutical game. Expansions and explosions are the same thing. When something explodes, it expands. When something expands, we refer to that as an explosion. So if you just type in Google, or even look in the dictionary at the definition of an explosion, one of the first definitions for it is going to be expansion. It's the same thing. It's just a hermeneutical game to make it sound like it's not as crazy as it sounds. And I hate to break it to the atheists, but yeah, it does sound kooky. It does sound like something off Star Trek.
And to the question, this is, how does that point to Yahweh?
What, that there was an explosion? I think that if the evolutionary worldview was true and we did come from an explosion, even granting all that, it would prove that it takes intelligence to create those odds because of what Stephen Hawking said about the possibility of one out of 100,000 million, million chances having to come to pass. So that would require intelligence.
Okay. Thank you for that. Next one is from Blue Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah, for $5. Thank you so much for that. It says, why is it that no atheist has caused me to doubt my faith, but most Christian debaters always cause me to question? So confusing. If you want to address that, you can. If not, we can move on. It's not really a question.
Sure. I'm happy to. I'm assuming that's sure. addressed to me. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I have no problem. If there's some perverted person that just doesn't want to retain God in their knowledge, then, you know, according to the Bible, you know, I hope that they just go that route and that we get rid of all the bad people and that they just do their own thing. I'm not saying execute or hurt them in any way. I'm just saying that they need to do their own thing. You know, if they want to believe what they want, you know, while accusing me of wanting to believe the Bible, look, nobody wants to believe in hell. No Bible believing Christian wants to believe in that. And so, you know, you can believe what you want. And if you think that one out of 100,000 million, million chances happened by itself simultaneously with 10 to the 164th power trillions of times over, then just go ahead and believe that. But the Bible says, and logic and reason says, that that's foolish and silly.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Raging Atheist, not very many of these are for you. So if you want to chime in on that one, feel free to.
I'm enjoying seeing Matt squirm.
Well, then I will move on to the next one. Avidya Nirvana for $2. Thank you for your super chat. It says, for the record, I'm against genocide of any kinds. Also.
Me too.
We got some new subscriptions. Wooly, thank you so much for subscribing. Guys, if you want notifications, hit the bell, subscribe, and you'll get notifications when we go live and get right in on the action early. Continuing the questions from Tyler Durden for Matt. It says, how did he determine that the Bible was inspired by God and not by Satan pretending to be God? Reals, not feels, please. Reliable method of telling the difference is needed. So the question was, how do you determine that the Bible is inspired by God and not by Satan pretending to be God?
Sure. Well, I'll go ahead and logic from his point of view. In today, and in any day and age, there was always a court system. And within court systems, there's always one or two witnesses, sometimes two or three, sometimes multiple witnesses. You have a whole jury. And so the Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so you have four witnesses of the four Gospels just to start the foundation of the New Testament. And not only that, when you pick up the Word of God and read it, you know, that, especially the King James Bible, you know it's the Word of God. And so you don't have any problem with it. If you're a Christian and if you're just good with what God says, you're not going to have any problem with the Bible. And so the reason that I believe that the Bible is the Word of God is because of the power contained therein. And not only that, there's thousands of witnesses that recognize the resurrection. And so to not believe in the resurrection, for example, would take more faith than to believe in it. So for me, it's easy to believe in the resurrection. It's easy for me to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because it's a historical fact that 2019 years ago, he died and buried, was rose again. So that's why I believe the Bible.
The Bible doesn't say that. Nobody witnessed the resurrection. I think it says hundreds, not thousands, witnessed him after he rose, but nobody witnessed the resurrection, Matt.
So they just reset the calendars for no apparent reason.
Well, I'm just saying when they showed up to the tomb, it was empty. Nobody actually witnessed the resurrection. It was an empty tomb.
Well, I'm thankful it was an empty tomb. I'm thankful the Savior's risen.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to correct you on your Bible from your God.
Well, I could go back. If you guys want, I'll go back and forth with you on this, but I think we're in the Q&A time.
I was just commenting. You was wrong. I'm wrong again.
That's what you meant by starting the calendar over. That's the only thing that confused me.
So what do I mean by that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what
sure,
I mean
yeah,
by that is,
if you don't mind, you don't feel obligated to answer.
No, I'm happy to. So the reason we're in 2019 AD is because when Christ resurrected from the dead, it shook up all of history so much. And that's a historical fact. And so that's the reason that they reset the calendars, is because when Christ died, was buried, and resurrected. And, you know, the Bible says that when he comes back, every eye shall see him. So that's why history was shaken up. That's why they reset the calendars.
I think
you're muted.
Muted, Jimbo.
Sorry, I was trying not to interrupt you. I had to mute myself. Tyler Durden says, debate question for Matt. Do you value the U.S. Constitution? And if so, how do you justify your position that the government should execute homosexuals? And if you don't believe it, then why not?
Yeah. So first and foremost, the only way that somebody could become a homo, the Bible says, is the person has to first hate God. They have to just hate God. And the Bible says that the voice, that the Spirit of God is wooing every man. And when somebody gets to that point where they're rejecting God, rejecting God, rejecting God, God finally takes that limiter off of them and turns them over to a reprobate mind. And so that's the reason why I believe that homosexuals are dangerous and that many of them are child molesters. Because on a common sense level, a man that would have sex with another man would have sex with anything. And so, of course, I believe the U.S. Constitution applies. In fact, in the 1800s, it was perfectly legal if your wife was sleeping with another man to go in and just take the life of both of them. I don't advocate for that. I think that's wicked and sinful. I believe it's the government's job to execute criminals. But with regards to the homosexual community, you better believe that I have a severe problem with them. And we will never back down to the LGBTQ or whatever you want to call them. That's what I believe. And I believe that it's totally constitutional.
Okay. Just for clarification, what verse was it that you were referring to in the beginning when you said that in order to become a homosexual, you have to first, what was it?
Well, you have to first hate God. The verse I'm referring to is Leviticus 20:13, where it says, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, they have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them."
Matt, you call me a reprobate too, just
right,
to
right.
The audience.
But you said that in order to become a homo, you have to first do something. And what this is just talking about is saying that this is a result of a man lying with another man. He becomes an abomination.
Well, no, I'm saying that becoming a homo, if a man has an urge, a sexual urge,
can we please refrain from saying that word, please? I mean, you can say homosexual, you know, but come on, dude.
What word did I say that offended
you? It's the second time you used it. You know what you just continue with your point, please.
I find it interesting how people are offended when we talk about homosexuals, but then since all sorts of babies
you can also
being
call
massacred
them people.
And murdered,
they're people.
People in the mother's wombs being murdered, and you atheists will stand up for them, support abortion rights for children to be murdered. You know, everybody wants to make this a news story about Matt
so
Powell.
It's
you
know, atheists.
Stop making this about
Matt. Are you,
Matt
are you
Powell.
Saying
this
atheists
the
are the pro-life or the pro-choice movement? That it's an atheist movement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, guys, hang on. That wasn't the question. Wasn't the question at all. And we just got a super chat. It says, "Where is the sacrifice if he just rose and went to paradise? Wow. Wouldn't it a sacrifice if he never rose after death?"
What was the question again? I heard Nagasaki.
Where is the sacrifice if he just rose and went to paradise? Wouldn't it be a sacrifice if he never rose?
No, because the Bible says that when he resurrected, he gave us the hope of the resurrection. And it wouldn't be a sacrifice if it didn't cost him something. It cost him his life. Jesus said, "I have the power to take to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it again unto myself." And so therefore, Jesus or God had to go through death, through suffering. And so that's just man's wisdom saying, well, since he didn't just stay there in the grave, well, then that's not a real sacrifice. No, God gave up everything. In fact, God says, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." So he gave his only begotten son. He gave all he had for people. That is the ultimate sacrifice.
With that.
Okay. Were there any other super chat?
There is one, there might be several more. I think that even though I understand that homo is technically, like, it is an abbreviation of the word homosexual, which I don't think homosexual is derogatory. I know the rules change or things change, but I think homo usually is used in a derogatory way. So to use it is if you're okay with not using it, I mean, maybe you didn't know that homo is oftentimes used as like, even though
he knows.
So we had one other one. This is Taliesin Oberlander. Thanks for your super chat. We appreciate it. They had asked, Matt's curse is being a homophobe and a twink's bod. I don't exactly know what a twink is, but Matt, if you want to respond to that, you can.
Well, you know, anybody that... this is, and folks, just for the record, anybody that watches this in the future, you need to know that the Bible says to the unclean and to the perverted is nothing clean. You know, nothing is clean to these people. And so these people that hate the God, that hate God, you know, nothing is clean to them. It's all impure. And all they want to talk about is filth. Look, I don't enjoy talking about homosexuality. The Bible calls it filth. The Bible calls it disgusting. And so it's not something that I enjoy talking about.
I will get a chance to respond to all this shit, right?
Yeah, you'll have a closing statement. As a matter of fact, we probably need to be wrapping up pretty soon. We're getting close to, we're over an hour and a half.
So they always have to make it about the homosexual. They always have to, you know, just pull out that card and say, well, see, we got you, Matt Powell. Well, there's thousands of men. The Bible says there's 7,000 men that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. And there's tons of people in my church and in other churches across America that are preaching the same thing. The only reason it's shocking to certain people here on YouTube is because not everybody in these churches across America speaks out on YouTube, and that's exactly what I'm doing, and that's exactly what I'll continue to do.
We also had another super chat from Maynard Saves, and they had asked or said, please read between Matt's lines, people.
Feel free. You know, just examine me. I have no problem with that. I guess, what is their question, though? Like, just read in between the lines?
That's just what it says. So I'm not exactly sure what it means, but we had another super chat, and this one was, why do atheists use rape and evolution instead of forceful copulation, where the strongest is surviving for the benefit of the species in reproduction being in all capital letters. I think
so. Is that for me? And if it is, I don't atheist for rape, what?
I think it is for you. I don't fully understand it. So they asked, why do atheists use rape in evolution instead of forceful copulation, where this, I think they're maybe saying, like, if we've evolved, why is the word
like an animal kingdom?
Yeah, that might be it. That's probably a better interpretation. Why do atheists use rape and evolution instead of forceful copulation, where the strongest is surviving for the benefit of the species in reproducing? So I think they're...
I don't use that. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I know I'm just a moderator, but I would have to say that what is beneficial for the species is not necessarily beneficial for society.
Yeah, I don't think that atheists say we use rape, but I don't even really understand the question, but I am somewhere lost in strange land right now. I mean,
rape is very prominent in nature. I mean,
yeah, it is definitely.
It is definitely something that if it was created, it was created that way.
Yeah. I think I would need clarification on the question to really be able to answer it.
Gotcha. We had a super chat from the Non Sequitur Show. Good to see you, Kyle. And he says, F you, Matt Powell. So I think that might be referring to the homo word. So we hope that even though this has been heated, I know it seems pretty heated, but we are one step of progress as we're not hitting each other. Next up... Kent Hoven, CPA, thanks for your super chat as well. He says, Matt, your parents lied to you about everything. So, let's see.
Sad.
We are, I think, to the end of super chats, except there's one more that... we get this one from Bryce Nance, which says, does godliness have to contravene humanity? You remember if we read that?
What was it?
Does godliness have to contravene I think they might mean contradict humanity.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think I did that one.
Okay. Thanks for that super chat, Bryce. And I'm not exactly sure who it's referring to. Sorry about that.
I don't think it does, but I think some people's godliness can totally mess up the overall image of the religion.
Gotcha. And Avidia Nirvana, for the record, I'm thanks for your super chat as well. They say, for the record, I'm against genocide of any kind.
Me too.
Great. Are you against the genocide of murderers? You know, are you against the genocide of people like Adolf Hitler, you know, who murdered and massacred a bunch of other people, you know, that because they were
by
Jewish?
By definition, you can't have genocide if you kill one person. Like, like the genocide of Adolf Hitler, are you speaking of
the people
genocide,
like Adolf Hitler?
The genocide he committed?
No, I'm talking about people like Adolf Hitler. That's the wording I used. And I do believe that certain people groups should be put to death. A murderer should be put to death. People that go around killing other people, that should be punished by death. And our American court system says that it should be by death. And since we live in 2019, you know, and all the radio stations and all the media is telling you how terrible it is that these, and you know what? God's not willing that any should perish. I don't want these people to die. But if somebody murders somebody, it's just and right for them to be on death row. And it's a sad thing. It's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant subject.
So you're equating everybody you advocate for death to murderers now?
No, I was just using that as an example.
Do you guys want to move on to some more questions, or you want to move on into the closing statement? It's kind of up to you guys. We're kind of
most of the questions are for Matt, so I'll leave it up to him.
I mean, I don't mind just batting out all these questions with these keyboard warriors in the chat from the atheist community, but I do think we are we're getting pretty close to the end time, and my phone is going to die here pretty soon. So if you atheists have any questions for me, feel free to just comment on a video. I'll try to get to you as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you for that. And you can find his information in the description box below, links to both of their chats. Thank you to both Matt and Raging Atheist for coming out and debating this before you guys do your closing statements. Really appreciate it. And with all that you have experienced and learned from each other, you can now compress that into 5 minutes and give your closing statements. And you can start Matt, and I will start your timer when you start talking.
All right, sounds great. So, you know, as we've seen in this discussion, folks, there are certain people that it doesn't matter what the truth is. And, you know, there's certain individuals that will say, and I'm not trying to be mean to anybody here. You know, I love people. I want all men to be saved. but, you know, there are some people who will say, well, I just don't care. And they laugh and stuff. And you know what? If you're listening to this and you're an atheist, you should care. You know, you should care about your family. You know, and if you truly love your family, you're going to look at the evidence and you're going to follow the evidence where it leads. And I think that all the evidence in this debate, even spoken on Raging Atheist's side, really points towards design and points towards just the truth of God's word. And, you know, these people that hate God, they just prove the Bible right. The Bible says they would not come to the light because their deeds were evil. And, you know, these people that are atheists that, you know, support you know, the murdering, the mass murdering of thousands and millions of innocent children every day in America. You know, people go on and on about, oh, 9/11 was so terrible. Well, you know what? We killed more people yesterday in an abortion clinic than they killed in 9/11. You know, so, and then this idea that, well, because Matt Powell grew up in a sheltered home, therefore he can't think for himself. Well, I answered every question from this discussion, and I have no problem answering any other questions that will come up in any other discussions. The reason that I do debates like this, I don't enjoy debating. For me, it's kind of like a sad thing, because I don't like to just duke things out with any random person. It's not my hobby. But the reason that I did this one tonight was for my audience, and when they search Raging Atheist and Matt Powell, the first thing that I want them to see is this video, and I want them to see the truth about what atheism teaches and the bias behind them, you know. And if you notice, folks, my opponent, every time a logical equation, mathematical argument was brought forth, every single time he dodged the question and stated that he already answered it in previous stuff. So I'd really encourage
Not
you
every time.
To, well, most of the time. Well, can we settle with that? Most of the time.
I'll agree to that.
Right? Okay. So most of the time he did dodge the questions. He would not answer them. But you can see his answers in Science Falsely So-Called. You can see them in previous discussions that we've had that he's put on his channel. And I really recommend them. But in closing, the Bible already warned us about these things in Psalm 14:1. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They have done abominable works. And the Bible says they would not come to the light because their deeds were evil. And it's a very selfish worldview. It makes zero logical sense. And ultimately, you have to deny the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of physics, to be an atheist. And if you're listening to this and you want to be an atheist, you don't like Christianity, you don't want to trust Christ to save you, you know, that's fine. You know, but just don't tell me that you believe in science, because atheism is an unscientific worldview. So, less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, sorry.
Yep, no problem. Because atheism itself is an unscientific worldview. It's not based on science. It's not based on logic. It's not based on how God feels about things. It's based on emotion. And even Raging Atheist said, and I'll quote him earlier in this discussion, well, it's based on what I feel. My morality is based on myself. So he said that morality is based on what he feels is right. Well, can we always trust our feelings? You know, is truth about what we feel inside?
No,
or is truth an absolute true thing? And is truth a person? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And anybody that believes that mathematical odds, such as the ones presented here, could happen by chance, any university student, any college student would say a fool would believe that it would happen by chance. And the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So in closing, folks, the Bible says, you know, I believe the Bible. I know I quote a lot of Bible, but the Bible warned us about these things plenty ahead of time. And I think we just always need to remember that. And Raging Atheist, despite the fact that you and I have been really going hard at each other, and maybe more you than me in that area, it's been a good discussion nonetheless. It's been kind of a surprising discussion, and I want to wish everybody on this panel the best. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome. Thanks, Thank man. You so much. I wish you the best as well. And my little parting word, nugget of wisdom would be Matthew 5:22. Just comes to mind. And with that, I will turn it over to Raging Atheist for your 5-minute closing.
We've got a few really quick super chats that I just want to quick.
Oh, go for it.
Maynard Saves said, I'm in your area. Debate me. I love quote mining the Bible. So I think that's from Matt. And then, Matt, if you want to respond to that, you can.
Sure. Well, I'm pretty nitpicky about shady characters. And I'm not saying the person is a shady character. I don't even know who they are. But if they want to meet with me, I'm not really interested in doing debates off air. The only time I'll ever debate anybody is on air on a panel where I'm speaking to an audience. Because honestly, I mean, I have hopes for Nagasuchi here, but I have no expectation of reaching him. I have expectations of reaching the audiences and have done that successfully for years and will continue to do that. So if you want to film a discussion with me, as long as I can film it, great. Send me an email.
Gotcha. And then also Maynard Saves, thanks for your super chat too. Also, debate Aaron Ra, you stud, is what Maynard Saves says. So if we can get Aaron Ra to come on Modern Day Debate, would you debate him, Matt Powell?
I would debate Aaron Ra in person. I would not debate him over the internet, because then he would be able to interrupt. One of the things Aaron always does is he interrupts his opponent just over and over and over. But in person, under a controlled panel, on camera, on a professional set, whether he'd do it or not, I'm not 100% sure. But he offered, he says, well, you fly me up to Michigan and we'll have a cup of coffee on camera. And then he says, I guarantee you the result will not be the same as it was in your movie. So he was convinced that, you know, his science fiction religion is what I call it, is true. And that so of course I'd be more than glad to have a discussion with Aaron in person, not on the internet.
Gotcha.
I heard it was the other way around, but maybe I was wrong about that. Sorry.
One more super chat. Martha Camijo, thanks for your super chat as well. She says, keyboard warrior, come talk to a bisexual pagan. So I think she's inviting you to have a chat with her. If you want to, if you guys want to come on Modern Day Debate, you guys are welcome to come on.
Well, I don't have a ton of interest in debates. Debates just are not my thing. I've been told that I should do them more and more. But it's really not my thing. The reason I did this one today is because when people Google raging atheist, I want this to be one of the first things that pops up. I'm not ashamed of any of it. And in fact, I'm pleased at how this went. And
I don't see any more super chats, so let's go ahead and turn this over to Raging Atheist for your 5-minute closing, and that will do it. I just want to say again, thank you to both of you, and to everybody watching. Thank you for coming in and watching. Subscribe real quick, and with that being said, Raging Atheist, go ahead and give us your 5 minutes.
Matt, you had a chance, man. You know, I mean, I was never going to stop making videos of you, but maybe our conversation could have changed back to a more positive conversation. You approached me with ending our feud, with getting it over with duking it out. I've approached you several times trying to get you to answer the misrepresentation of myself in your movie. I thought I was finally going to get that. I found out today that it was changed. I went along and said that it's fine because after a conversation with you, you said, well, we'll call the debate that, but it'll be a wide-ranging discussion, and I have no problems if you discuss what I wanted to discuss tonight. And I was very open about what that was. I think that you had a chance to really maybe bring it back to the level to do that third one-on-one face-to-face conversation like we spoke on the phone about this morning. If you just came in genuine, maybe a little contrite, like, and I'm not even worried about the movie, Matt. I'm worried about the rhetoric about gay people, homosexuals. I'm worried about the homophobic slurs that you leave on 85% of the comments that you leave me include homophobic slurs. I'm worried with you calling me a reprobate that has led to death threats of my child. Of my child, Matt.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
Well, you can.
I don't believe that. I've gotten death threats too,
Matt,
due to all
this. I let you speak. You can take your disbelief and shove it up your.
Hey guys. Okay, hang on. Let's
have been threatened.
Edging Atheist to finish his.
I apologize, and I told myself I would, but you can take your disbelief, Matt, and I don't care what you do with it. I have been threatened with the words reprobate time and time again. You have called me reprobate time and time again. I was hoping that you would come and resolve this issue. You chose not to do so. So instead of a resolved issue, all you did was sit here and show yourself for the hate monger you are. And all I had to do really is sit here and let you do it. And I don't think I ever want to speak to you again. I'm at that face-to-face, it's done. It's not going to happen. This will be my last Matt Powell conversation.
Got 2 minutes.
You disgust me. I am done with you.
Gotcha. And with that, also want to mention, we, in addition to having a controversial one tonight, we will have a probably controversial one tomorrow. We are having a gentleman on who's, it's going to be a triple threat, atheist versus Christian versus Black Hebrew Israelite. So we know that someone mentioned that there's concerns of like the Black Hebrew Israelite position being what you could say maybe black supremacist. But if that is the case, our hope is that even though they are coming on, there's empirical data to back a view in sociology called social contact theory, which is the idea that if we develop relationships with people who are Black Hebrew Israelites, which are allegedly divided when it comes to race, we are hoping that we could kind of help both sides to kind of become synthesized. So we know that'll be controversial as well. And we have a couple of super chats that just came in. So I'm just going to quick read through. Pardon my delay on those. One was Maynard saves. Rage, thanks for exposing this fallacy. And Barry Switzer, who says Matt gives Christians a bad name. So, Matt, I guess those are kind of both directed at you. If you want to respond, you can.
Sure. Well, real quick, you know, the Bible says, I am for peace, and I am for peace. But the Bible also says, but when I speak, they are for war. So, you know, these people that hate my gods and that hate Christians, you know, I love them. You know, I love pretty much everybody, and I want, but the Bible says, God's not willing that any should perish. So, you know, just because the Bible says certain things that maybe somebody doesn't like, doesn't mean that it's not true and that we shouldn't believe it. And then also, you know, I just want to reiterate, when I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
I am going to be having I'm going to be going live after this. Anybody that wants to come and talk to me is more than welcome.
Yeah, send me a link.
Yeah.
I would say, what, like 40% of the time he was like quoting the Bible.
I feel the same way. And that's what really frustrates me the most about the debate tonight with Matt, is I feel like for the first time, because Matt did use some of his pseudoscientific facts and like that, easily debunked. But for the first time, he was using a lot of Bible verse. So.
It's clear that when it comes to the Christian versus atheist debate, we win every time. I mean, Brother Matt Powell literally made one of these atheists cry after one of the debates. I've seen some big beatdowns in debates, but I've never seen another guy get beat down so bad that he was crying publicly about it.
We hope that even though there is disagreement, that people can learn about each other and hopefully a good concrete example of social contact theory is the movie Remember the Titans. So,
I'm going to search for and find any of these religious tards and go out of my way to destroy them. You can post what you want to post and I'll post the truth. I dare it. Let's see if this happens.